You know, it's interesting. Every year we go to the ONS Nursing Congress and put on a whole bunch of symposia. And the first thing I thought about, not the first thing, but we're writing the grants for those right now. And one of the things I thought of, when I saw that Pacific data, I'm like, wow, we're going to have to get the nurses on board for this. Because that year, a year, this isn't like just treating somebody with metastatic disease and most of them are going to go off. They're going to be on it theoretically for a year. All kinds of stuff are going to happen. They're going to get pneumonitis. They're going to get COPD exacerbation, and they're going to be on durvalumab.
No, it'll be complicated.
Any thoughts about how you would prepare your nursing staff and office staff to deal with this? To me, it certainly applies to checkpoint inhibitor toxicity in general, a different paradigm.
My sense is that we've gotten some good practice from treating patients in the metastatic setting, and that some of the considerations are going to be very applicable. There might be other parts that, as you mentioned, the radiation pneumonitis and that particular overlap require a bit of nuance and some care. But I think people are fairly comfortable with the use of these therapies, even over a long period of time, such that it's not totally cracking new ground. I think the space where it might be particularly important at a multidisciplinary level is what to do with stage three patients who present in the first place, who in another time we may have considered surgery, but maybe the use of durvalumab in patients who get chemo-rads sort of pushes that modality as a favored one. And I think that needs some good discussion across the community.
Well, also, based on what you were talking about in terms of your data with neoadjuvant therapy and the curative situation, you would think this would be, I mean, if you got 40% major, I mean, wouldn't you like to see that before you give the chemo rads?
Absolutely. And I think in some ways that would be the counterpoint to patients just getting chemo-rads is that when you do neoadjuvant therapy and resect it, you know what you did. In the context of chemo-rads and durvalumab afterwards, you really never really know who did you benefit, who responded, who didn't, because there's no disease to follow. If patients progress, ultimately, that could be because they didn't respond. It could be because they responded but then became resistant. And the same is true for people who never respond. It's not clear that that means that durvalumab helped them or not, or maybe they would have been cured anyways. So there is real virtue in having the opportunity to understand what precisely is happening. The neoadjuvant setting and surgical resection certainly provide that window. And thinking about how to do this in a multidisciplinary way as we move forward will be really important.